In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Stevens Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
This is the Mighty Manfred, and it's time for another Coolest Conversations podcast presented by Hard Rock in Little Stevens Underground Garage. Thanks for listening, and please remember to follow and subscribe, rate, and review. Joining me today is Detroit area singer-songwriter Nick Cunty. He's no stranger to the Underground Garage's airwaves, and his latest single, Heart Stops Beating, is a recent coolest song in the world, and it's available from Gem Records. We'll check out some of it now, followed by our chat on your Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock in Little Stevens Underground Garage.
She's gonna break your heart tonight, any way she chooses. Ain't gonna be no silver lining. Everybody loses. Always thinking that there's gonna be someone else. It's better and better. She's gonna break your heart tonight. Only if you let her. Scream out loud in a crowd when it fits her.
The Mighty Manfred here in Little Stevens Underground Garage, and it is indeed Coolest Conversations time. I'm very pleased to say joining me today is Detroit area singer-songwriter Nick Cunty, whose new single, Heart Stops Beating, is our coolest song in the world this week. How are you, Nick?
Great, Manfred. Great to talk to you again.
Well, good speaking with you as well. I need to know how a family business is doing. You've got this Italian steakhouse, Sibley Gardens. I know it's outside of Detroit, some 30 minutes. How's everything going?
Everything's been really great. You know, we've survived COVID, but we're doing fantastic and a lot of new faces. And the business has been great.
Well, very cool. So you grew up in that area. So when you were a teen, did you ever go like into Detroit for shows?
Yeah, well, after my first rock show ever, I think I was 13 and I saw Billion Dollar Babies. And the tour, Alice Cooper, and that was amazing. To have that show be the first rock show I ever saw was something. But, you know, there weren't as many, like, indie smaller bands back then touring. It was kind of like big shows you would go to.
Well, in a single, Heart Stops Beating, what was interesting is, when I first saw the email was forwarded to me about it being the coolest song, and just saw that it just listed yourself, and I thought, oh, what's going on with the Complicated Men? And then going online and looking up, it's like, oh, it's off this album from 2015, Beyond the Static. So Gem Records must be reissuing Beyond the Static. What's the story on Beyond the Static?
Yeah, before I signed with Gem Records, I did an album called 13 in My Head, and then Beyond the Static. That was 2013 and 2015. Well, since then I've been sold out of the CDs for 13 in My Head for years, and I think it was my wife. She said, "Do you really need to print that many?" And of course, that's the one I sold out of when I listened to her. But it gives me a good reason to now re-release it. I've been thinking about it for a while, and then I have an album left to do with Marty. So I said, "Well, how about instead of me rushing out a record right now, why don't we put these two records together, we could put them on one CD, 13 in My Head and Beyond the Static, And then we talked about maybe kind of updating some of the songs. So for Heart Stops Beating, it was always kind of one of my favorite pop songs, but I never thought the vocal was great on it. You know, it was the drums, you know, the rhythm track was great. Everything was good except I thought the vocal was just, you know, maybe a little uninspired. So I went in the studio just a couple months ago and redid the vocals and end up redoing some guitar, adding some harmonies. The band on that was before I had, the Complicated Men, but Donnie Brown played drums. He's was in a Michigan band called the Verve Pipe that were very popular in the 90s. They had the big hit called The Freshman.
Right.
And it's, you know, you can still hear it on album rock radio all the time. So Donnie was the drummer on actually four records of mine. And then Andy Reid, who's a good friend of mine, owns a recording studio in Bay City, played bass. And Ryan Allen, who's been a really good friend of mine for the last 15 years, he did the background vocals. So it was, you know, my guitars, I played the synth.
So does Ryan also contribute to the Complicated Men?
He has in different, in different times. He'll like kind of guest like four or five songs, do some background vocals, add some guitar stuff. He joined the band, I think, for a short moment when we were recording Downtime. And then he's so busy, you know, he's got a young son who's very active and sports, and he's always, he just started another band. He's got, he's always got his hands in something, but he's got a band called Extra Arms, and he's done a lot of solo releases, and I'm a big fan of his and his writing. And he's kind of like a little brother to me, or actually young enough to be a son. He calls me like Uncle Nick is a joke sometimes, but he's a talented guy, and it's always nice to have him appear on my records.
Well, I saw too that Jeff Michael, who has produced your Complicated Men efforts, he was also involved with Beyond the Static.
Yeah, he did. He recorded 13 in My Head, Beyond the Static, Trust Your Instincts, which was the first Gem release, Temporary High, Downtime, and then last year's album, Heart Inside Your Head. So Jeff, he's so good, and it's just he just kind of brings out the best in whoever he works with. And he's real unassuming. He gets the best out of you without putting pressure on you.
You spoke with Jem about, you know, reissuing these things and kind of tweaking some of the recordings. So overall, you still connect with your state of mind. This project from 8 years ago, it still seems you can kind of put yourself in that mindset.
Yeah. I mean, lyrically, it was probably a little bit more, I'm not saying lighter, but, you know, maybe a little less personal. The lyrics kind of a little bit more about, you know, maybe, you know, that kind of gal that, you know, is kind of dangerous, but you end up with anyway. But so I had to channel back years ago, of course, you know, for that, because, you know, I don't think about that anymore. So now it's like I'll write a new song and Kelly, my wife, will say, "Boy, you must really hate me." I said, "That's not about you, okay?" So I always have to clarify that.
Well, Heart Stops Beating, you know, you were talking about that a bit. I love the well-placed hand claps on it, by the way.
Yeah, we did pull out that power pop cliche, and I think there was...
Well, I mean, you know, it's a horse that's good to ride.
Exactly.
You know, and it's like putting tambourine on a song, you know. It's just something that helps drive things along, and it's, you know, if it's not there, okay, but if it's there, it just kind of moves everything along even better.
Oh, yeah, we end up putting tambourine on just about everything.
So this, the two albums, they're coming out on a single release, you said?
Yeah. I think we're going to, because my albums aren't really long, like about 32 to 36 minutes, we can put both of them on one CD. And so 13 in My Head, it was kind of like my comeback record. I was going to be retired. I was going to finally be done. And then I started writing some songs again that I was excited about. And so that became that record, which turned into be, you know, it was, you know, got more attention than anything I've done up to that point. So that was a good move. And I'm happy for a lot of people that haven't heard that record to hear it. And it really stands up. And like you said, I did a couple of revisions on a few of the songs already, and I may do a couple more before the album's released. It'll be a little bit later this year. I'm thinking maybe September.
So maybe in September. And I saw online that you were like in the studio in March. So when you were in the studio in March, that had to do with the 13 in my head and the beyond the static.
Yeah. Yeah, we were just finishing up that. Yeah.
All right. And so what is the status of the Complicated Men then? So you've got these reissues coming out. And I guess once that is done, you start work on a whole new thing with the Complicated Men.
Yeah, the bands, they're great. You know, we're just kind of finding our, you know, ways, as a band together, and looking forward to doing some new things with the five of us. And, you know, we're all busy. We all have careers. And so, you know, to time everything right. But when we all get in a room together, some magic happens. And so looking forward to, you know, going further with that.
Well, talking about the magic here with the Complicated Men, your last album with them, last year's 2022's Heart Inside Your Head, that was nominated recently for Best Album by the Detroit Music Awards. And we won't know till later in the month if you've won, but tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, the Detroit Music Awards has been around, and it's nothing that, you know, like pursued too much because, you know, it's a award thing. It's nice, but you'll find a lot of the same artists like kind of nominated every year. So it seems like it's not as maybe as encompassing as it could be. But when we were nominated for like for the best national album, then we're up against like Lizzo and Jack White. I just kind of chuckled. I kind of put that in Instagram and Facebook, kind of laughing. It's like, oh yeah, we'll take care of the competition easily because, you know, so Jack White's fantastic. Lizzo's fantastic. So I really don't expect us to win, but just to be up there, it's cool.
So you mentioned the guys, you know, the Complicated Men, everybody's got lives and careers, but do you have any upcoming shows scheduled?
No, not at the moment. The main reason is because our bass player, Jeff Hupp, he's actually making a movie. So Jeff's going to shoot that movie in June. So we've been getting together and working on some things, but pretty cool. So I'm really, really proud of him for doing that. So that's probably the main holdup for us not doing any shows right now. We were invited to play a couple times in June, but both dates conflicted with the shooting of the movie.
Well, you know, I want us to hear another track off of Beyond the Static. I want us to go out with a cut, Something Wrong, pretty driving tune. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, that's for whatever reason, that's a song that I don't know if I've ever played live because before the Complicated Men, my shows would be infrequent. So I've got to refresh my mind with that one. But that was always kind of a fun one. I think I used a new Red Gretsch on that. And I used a different tone where it kind of rolls a tone off a switch. And that's what I remember most about that.
Well, Nick, I'm so happy we got a chance to speak again, do some catching up. 13 in My Head, Beyond the Static, coming out together on Gem Records. And in a few months, the track Something Wrong off of Beyond the Static for you right here, right now in Little Steven's Underground Garage. That was Nick Puente here in Little Steven's Underground Garage with a portion of Something's Wrong off the soon-to-be-reissued album Beyond Static from Gem Records. I'm the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to Nick for speaking with me today on our Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Sammy Semenza for producing our podcast. The Limprice 3 are a UK band based in the Medway region of southeastern England, a fertile ground for garage rockers since the 1990s. Their debut album, Chinese Burn, has just been reissued on vinyl for the very first time by Wicked Cool Records, and it contains a bunch of bonus tracks as well. Joining me to talk about the release is their guitarist and principal songwriter, Glenn Page. He's my guest for our next Coolest Conversations podcast, presented by Hard Rock in Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Buddy, you're a boy. make a big noise playing in the street. I'm gonna be a big man someday. You got mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place.
Some things are better when they rock. The Seminole Hard Rock Hotels and Casinos rock around the clock with nonstop casino action, rooms fit for the king, pools, spas, restaurants, and clubs for every taste and temptation. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Tampa or Hollywood, Florida. We will rock you.